Hey, welcome everyone to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm your host Donovan Beery, and I'm here. This is crazy. It's a Create Now Omaha. It's some Adobe event, and I have with me Katrina Torrijos. Did I get that right?
You did get that right. Thank you.
All right. Well, Katrina, and you are one of the many Adobe evangelists.
Evangelists, yeah.
How many Adobe evangelists are there, first off? Do you know? I'm giving you a quiz. You can be off, but I mean, I don't know if there's like 4,000 or 4 mm-hmm. million. I don't think there's 4 million, but I know they got some budget, but that might be a little high.
No, when I started, it was 7. Now, within less than a couple months, I think we're at 20 now.
Okay, so it's...
A lot. There's quite a lot. We cover a wide range. Half the team is part of the U.S., and then the other half, we have are based in EMEA or Europe.
Oh, so it's like 20 worldwide. Mm-hmm. I think you might be the third evangelist we've had on the show.
Really?
And I think we actually had someone from Adobe on the show. Yeah.
No way.
Yes. We had, I think it was Dan Radigan was an employee. He was in their type team.
Before my time.
Before your time. The first one we had... We had Russell Brown.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I don't know if he's still there. I mean, he was the first designer Adobe mm-hmm. ever hired, is what he told
no,
us.
No, yeah. I'm familiar.
That's been a while, though.
It's been a while. I don't know if he's here. If he is, I am so sorry, but I've definitely seen his name around, for sure.
Okay.
His legacy lives on, at the very least.
Well, that's good to hear. mm-hmm. Well, let's hear about your legacy, Katrina. So what is this event? Because for our listeners, we're here in Omaha. We are in... What they tell us is a green room, but it's really, this is...
I think we're in a basement.
This is a bunker. is the bunker of the Durham Museum, which is the old train station. Mm-hmm. I assume this was built for nuclear fallout, but I could be off.
It seems like it. That's definitely the vibe it's giving off in this room.
Okay. Nuclear bunker vibes. But right outside, we got a huge auditorium.
Yes.
And we're going to pack this place in a few hours. And you get to go on the stage. Don't be nervous.
I'm always nervous. It never goes away.
And what's the Adobe Create Now event? How many of these have you done? And what am I going to be witnessing here in a mm-hmm. very short amount of time?
Yeah. Okay. So this Create Now is actually special to me, at least, because I've done a lot of these mostly last year, like at the very start of the Create Now series. And essentially what the event is, the overarching theme is just really to bring the creative community together in various cities while we, at the same time, educate folks on what are some of the new features in their favorite Adobe products that will help them either streamline or even enhance their creative workflow. And so when I first started Create Now last year, it was just all about Adobe Express. And then we slowly started integrating Illustrator. But then I think around like the second half of last year, we launched Adobe Firefly, which is Adobe's AI model. And then since then, we've really tweaked the program of Create Now to focus around the generative AI capabilities in a lot of these products. So that's exactly the show you will see tonight, is how Adobe Firefly is integrated in Photoshop, Illustrator, and Adobe Express. And it's special to me because this is actually my first time doing this show. I actually stepped away the second half of last year because I spoke at Adobe Max. So I couldn't travel, couldn't do any other events. I had to focus on the conference. So it's my first time back with this type of program. And so, yeah, you'll see me doing this for at least my first time. So,
well, for those listeners out there, where do people go to find out about this Adobe Create Now mm-hmm. thing? Or because you guys are going city to city.
I mean,
obviously, Omaha was the first on the map when you said, we need to reach out to people. You said, Omaha, Nebraska.
Totally. Number
one. Is
where
we go. Yeah. But I mean, what do you hit after that when you, mm-hmm. some of the lesser towns, or how do they find out about?
Yeah. So there is a website on, I believe it's events.adobe.com. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's either events.adobe.com or adobe.com/events. One of the two. Or just Google Adobe Events, and then there will be a page. And on like one of the pages, there's like a button that says like Create Now Events. And then it'll take you to basically all, like a big calendar of all the events or all the cities that we're going to. And then you can even subscribe to that page so that every time we add a new city, you'll get notified about it.
Okay. So, and are they all about, are you doing all of these or how many people?
I'm not doing all of them. That would be, my schedule would be insane. But we do rotate out evangelists as well as folks on our events team to handle these events, because sometimes we have different teams happening on like the same day in like three different places. So,
yes. Oh, so it's a packed schedule.
Our team is everywhere. Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, we're happy to have you here in Omaha, at least.
Thank you.
And last time I was here, hopefully you'll get to see this museum a little bit, we're at the Durham Museum.
Mm-hmm.
They had, it's probably been a couple years since I've been here.
Oh.
Maybe. Well, okay. Maybe not. But the last time I remember is they had a James Cameron exhibit down the hall, and they had mm-hmm. the little necklace from Titanic. Was one of the things
no
just
way.
Hanging out. Yeah. Turns out I think it's a prop. I don't believe it was real.
Okay, because that necklace is way far down. Down there. So, yes. Definitely a prop, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the prop in the movie, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but they have great events here. They say that when on the way down here, they told me that there's a toy event down there now, but it's going to
okay.
be closed for
oh, no.
when you guys are here. So you can probably go catch it before
mm-hmm.
this event opens.
Okay.
But it'll close up once you start speaking.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'll definitely check that out. Because, yeah, I've never been to this museum at all. So, it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Omaha's got a few things. Hopefully
mm-hmm.
you can catch something before you leave.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I came in pretty late last night. I was planning to come in early yesterday. Like, I had it ready. Like, at 2 p.m., I was like, okay, I'm going to go explore. Because I'm only here for, like, a day and a half, which is the nature of a lot of these tours is...
Which is the perfect amount of time to spend in Omaha.
Is it?
Well, maybe another day.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a couple spots I definitely want to try and hit up. But yeah, lots of limited time here. So we'll see what I can fit in at night.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask anyone, they'll tell you go to the zoo, which is pretty close to here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is now rated number one again in the nation. But
really?
It's probably not enough time to do that.
Probably
and
not.
And they kind of close up at night most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I'll try my luck anyways.
Maybe.
Let me in.
Maybe. So what are all of these events, like the Adobe Create Now things, are they always at night? Are they always like a talk at night and then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So usually the Create Now events are at night around like 5, 6 p.m. But when we're not working that event, since I do Adobe Express, we actually have a separate event series that I do during lunchtime, and it's basically Adobe Express for marketers and content creators. And that one's like during lunch. It's a smaller scale than the Create Now, but you know, same thing. We serve food, there's networking and stuff, but it's all folks who aren't necessarily well-versed in Photoshop or Illustrator, but you know, just want to create content quickly.
Where do people go to find those? Or is that kind of the same thing? Or is it just
It's the same. Yeah.
Okay.
They live on the same event page for sure.
Same event page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How was the event? Was it today's launch?
I did have one today, right before this. It was great. The turnout was pretty good. The room was full, like a lot of standing room. We were at the Luli Creative House. I think I'm getting that name right. And it's just a really cute like space that also doubles as like a photo studio. And they had cute couches everywhere. We had a whole setup of like a theater style setup. And I, you know, just did a demo and then networked with a bunch of marketers and stuff that were on their lunch break. And yeah, it was really fun.
Okay. Well, we're mm-hmm. going to be right back with Katrina. Katrina. What is Adobe Express? Adobe, every time I go in there, I use a lot of InDesign, I use Photoshop, I use Illustrator. I've been using XD, which I don't even know if it's going to exist here in another year, but currently I'm teaching in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of programs I know they have that I don't realize exist until I see this. So
yeah.
I was like, what is this Adobe Express?
Yes. No, you're not the first person to say it. A lot of folks still have yet to discover Adobe Express. It's only been 2 years since it officially launched as Adobe Express. It actually started off as Adobe Spark. If you're familiar with that, that was, I think, I don't know when that launched, but it was a long time ago. But just 2 years ago, we rebranded it to Adobe Express. And essentially, it is a tool. It's Adobe's content creation tool to help folks quickly and easily create, you know, standout graphics for their brand, business, or personal projects. We do have a mobile app version of it, but it's also on the desktop and it's synced. So basically, it's for folks who aren't necessarily like purely what's it called, content creators or marketers who don't know like Photoshop or Illustrator. It is also for our pro designers as well. And essentially it's just a tool to just streamline that too. You can create something in the flagship apps, put it in Adobe Express, maybe make some light adjustments to it, change the text on or change the date on a flyer, some quick edits like that, maybe add in animations or make a quick video. And then we also have a built-in content scheduler where you can schedule those your projects to your social media accounts all within the same app. So really, I see it more as like a design, video, and marketing tool all in one.
Oh, and does it take, like, do you have to build the files direct specifically for it, or will it open like your other Photoshop elements? Like, I don't know how this thing works.
Yeah. So there are a couple different ways you can create in Express. Like, we do have templates. We have a design team that, you know, makes templates as a easy jumping off point where you can just plug and play some of your assets and stuff. You can create from scratch. You can make, you know, social media graphics, posters, banners, whatever you want. But you can also import your Photoshop and Illustrator files just by, you know, just drag and dropping it in or using the Creative Cloud libraries to access your assets and then just create from there.
How was it that you found it? Or did they just tell you, like, you're using this now? Or did you actually start actually using it on your own?
I actually discovered it when it was Adobe Spark. I think this was definitely after I graduated from college in 2016. So, like, around 2017, 2018, I found out that there's like a light version, as I saw it, as a light version of Photoshop called Adobe Spark. And I kind of dabbled around with it, and it was pretty cool. It was very basic. Like, you can add text, add images. There was like a grid, like collage kind of feature that you could do with it at first. And then that was pretty much it for a while. And they started adding more features to it. I kind of stepped away from it for a little bit because I actually do not have a design background. So I actually, like, at the time when I discovered it, I was working two jobs. I was making drinks at a gym. I worked at a cafe, and then I did an unpaid internship in content creation and social media for a small San Francisco shoe brand. And then, yeah, that's kind of like where I got the bulk of my exposure to Adobe Spark. And then when I was in Adobe, I've been here for 5 years. And I think a little after my second year, that's when I found out they were working on Adobe Express. And so the team actually pinged me about it. I had no idea this was happening. And they were asking, like, basically for feedback on my opinion, because I was actually the target demographic for Adobe Express.
So the target demographic is somebody that needs to create graphics, a lot of things for social media, mm-hmm. but doesn't want a full version of Photoshop because it can be a confusing program.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the target audience that we started out targeting.
Okay.
Yeah, just for those folks who do not, you know, have access to Photoshop or Illustrator or don't even know the products. But since then, it has definitely expanded. We've added more features and more things to make collaboration a lot easier and integration between all the apps a lot more seamless and easier. So now, even though we were just targeting marketers, content creators, beginner designers, it has definitely expanded to everyone who uses Creative Cloud.
Okay, and it's obviously, it comes with the Creative Cloud then?
It does. It comes with the Creative Cloud All Apps. It's completely free to get started. So you can just log in, just make an Adobe account, and you'll use Adobe Express right away. Or there is a premium subscription that's $9.99 per month, which gives you access to all the premium templates, premium features, the Adobe Stock photo, video, and audio collection, and as well as some other fun features like the generative AI stuff. And
so who's the target audience for this now then?
Honestly, if I'm going to be so honest, it's anyone who wants to create something and create it fast, as I would say. No matter who you are, no matter what your design background is, if you just want to make something and you want to do it easy, quick, Adobe Express.
I mean, it would make sense that they title it that then.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Are you aware of the very first name? Other than after it was Adobe Spark and before it was Adobe Express, it was Adobe Creative Cloud Express.
Oh, geez.
What a name.
That's not good.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was just too long. And our audience just defaulted to calling it Adobe Express. So we just ran with that. And now it's called Adobe Express.
Well, all right. Well, I didn't even know it existed until like a few days ago. So
mm-hmm. Did you get to play around with it a little bit?
I have not installed it yet, but I use full Photoshop. I'm not about making things quickly. I'm about making things difficult in my life.
No. You are very much into the details and the creative control.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yes,
exactly. And I can't fault you for that. It's, you know, if it works for you, it works for you for sure. But yeah, Adobe Express definitely, like, it, even though it does make things easy, there are actually some features that a lot of our core users kind of wish they had in their products. Like, for example, one-click remove background tool. It creates a really sharp cutout of anything you want to remove the background. And if you want to refine the cutout, simple brush, erase and restore to refine some stuff. There's also animations. Our After Effects users definitely are very curious about that one because you can animate any element. So if it's a photo, video, text, or what's it called, like a sticker or something, you can animate it, change the duration, the direction, the, they call it personalities, but it's really how strong the effect goes in. So there's some customization there. And yeah.
Because the animation in Photoshop is not ideal.
I couldn't tell you that. You would have to tell me that.
It's not ideal.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the worst, but I don't really do animation either, mm-hmm. so it's never bothered me. I used to have to do it for like banner ads, but that's been mm-hmm. a while. I haven't done a banner ad in a while.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try it out in Adobe Express. Maybe it is you create the design in Photoshop and you animate the elements in Express and then export it.
So it'll just open up a Photoshop file.
Yeah, you drag and drop. .psd. I do have to say you should be mindful of how you layer things, because that's also another misconception that you can just, you know, literally drag and drop. But let's say you have a layer that's like a clipping mask, right? So Adobe Express does not have clipping mask. It's not going to register that, and it'll just flatten it with whatever layer it feels like it makes sense with. So just keep in mind your layering systems, and then you should be fine.
Express. Planning ahead is not my forte.
No.
I don't know how this is going to work, but I might try it someday. We'll see.
Try it. Give it a chance.
Yeah. All right. Know. I'll think about it. I'll consider it. All right. Well, thanks, Katrina. We'll be right back. All right, Katrina, where do our listeners go to find out more about you or to follow you if they want to? Because obviously they know how to follow Adobe. I don't even know if you can own a computer and not somehow follow Adobe.
I mean, just search Adobe. I believe they're at Adobe on everything.
Yeah. I mean, where do they find you?
Where do they find me? You can find me at Katrina Torrijos, first and last name, no spaces, on literally everything, on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, X, Facebook, LinkedIn. Just, yeah.
And what do you do on all of these platforms? Like, where do you actually, if somebody says, like, where would be most beneficial for them to follow mm-hmm. you at? Like,
I would say definitely Instagram and YouTube. So on Instagram, I do post some like quick tips on for using Adobe Express. I'll post like all the newest features on there and stuff. And then also a lot of my personal life. Like, I like to show a lot of behind the scenes of what it's like working at Adobe, especially as someone who doesn't have a robust designed background, and how I navigate, you know, being it's the first line of my bio, a creative girl in a corporate world, and just how I navigate that. And people definitely resonate with that, especially students. I do talk to a lot of university students. That's just another quick way to get in touch with me, like through DMs. I'm way faster on there than LinkedIn. A lot of people want my LinkedIn, but I don't get the notifications for that. So I'm just like, if you have any questions about anything, shoot me a DM.
Oh, they're closing the whole museum down for this.
I guess so.
That was the intercom system. I think they're closing this whole museum down. You're the headliner.
Wow. Way to make me nervous. But yeah, and then on YouTube, I post a lot more robust, in-depth tutorials on how to use Adobe Express. I also live stream free classes, so if you ever get tripped up on something, feel free to head over there. I also vlog a lot of the times when I'm on the road. So again, more behind the scenes of what it's like working at Adobe, and also on my own content creator journey, because I pivoted a lot in my career, and if I can inspire folks to do the same, then I am doing my job right. And
what's the next pivot you're looking at, or do they just happen? Or are you already trying to bolt out of it? Like, do you have some other vision, like where you want to take the next direction?
Like after now?
Yeah.
I would actually say I am pretty happy in my spot where I'm at right now, because I got my start in the tech startup space, specifically with augmented reality and virtual reality systems. And I was just honestly finding my way. I was, you know, I'm Filipino, and you know, my parents saw success as long as you're working a desk job and you have good benefits, you've made it in life. So I did a lot of that for a couple of years. I did a lot of like food and catering industry. I've done that for maybe like 12 years or something, and I pivoted away from that. And then for some time I did work part-time at a gym, and I got really curious about like sports medicine and, you know, fitness and wellness and stuff like that. Left that job. Like, it was cool. It was cool. And then, but I always knew deep down I was a creative. I started my YouTube channel when I was a second year in college, and it was always just a hobby of mine. And there was one year I literally got laid off 3 jobs in a row, and I was like, something is not working here. So I took a month off, focused on the creativity part of what I pretty much do, put that at the forefront of my resume and stuff, and pivoted to this. And I thought I actually wanted to do social media marketing. It was great for 2 years. I did that at Adobe and I had an internship, but I was like, it really felt like that hamster wheel of chasing content. Like, the work never ended. I always had to be on my phone, and it wasn't exactly fulfilling. And then I found evangelism, where I am the creator, but I also get to help people and also promote like products and stuff. So it's almost like social media marketing, but I still get to create things that bring me joy and all that stuff. So I feel, at least in this role, the most aligned with what I want my life to look like. I would say like any changes in the future, while I love to travel and do all of this, and I'm embracing it while I'm young and able, no kids, no husband, we're good. I just know that I can't, it's for me personally, the lifestyle, the go-getter lifestyle is not really something that I can sustain. I'm a very slow, I really love slow living and just like relaxing and stuff. So whether if it's in this role, I can slow down on traveling or anything like that, or even in a future role where I can, you know, create from home, do more things, I like go at my own pace. I think that would be like the next step, or like the next thing I would look for if I was searching for a new role.
So you just gotta wait for the AI to kick out and do your full presentation for you.
Honestly, as much as AI can get done, there will always be the human element that's missing from it all. So yeah, maybe AI can spit out my speech, write it for me, whatever, but you still need the personality and the human likeness behind it. So
What is it with the AI that you guys that Adobe's speaking about today? You said that is it Firefly? Mm-hmm. Is that the program?
Yes, it's called Adobe Firefly. It is Adobe's AI model, and essentially, it's just I see it as a collection of tools to enhance and even speed up the creator workflow. So it's not meant to replace anything. At least how I see it, it's more of a tool to, again, get through the tedious parts faster, and also get through the ideation process a lot quicker as well, just to like, you know, put things on a blank canvas.
And I know they're pushing it hard in Photoshop. Every time you open that thing up, all you get is like, it seems like alerts, like, hey, did you know we have this now? Are they pushing it that hard in every program?
I am not sure. I think as far as Photoshop and Illustrator, for sure, Acrobat has definitely started seeing some generative AI tools in there, and Adobe Express also has a few. So I would say those are like the top 4 right now.
I just wondered if I download Express, if I'm just going to get hit as hard as I do. Okay.
No, you're probably going to get like a setup tutorial and that's it.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not against downloading it, but
You don't need to download it. It's browser-based.
Oh, Express is browser-based?
Yes.
Well, I could have done that then.
Yeah, express.adobe.com. That's all you need. If you wanted to download it just on your phone, that's it. But you don't even need the phone.
Everything's on browser.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, maybe.
We're getting there. By the end of this episode, he will open Adobe Express.
I know. I'm starting to think about it. I don't know. So when you go to the students' events, the last thing is like, what do they all ask you about? What are they worried about?
The students. Oh, man. First, the number one thing is the job market as a designer. A lot of the students I talk to are designers. They're creatives. Some marketers, but not so much. They're all pro designers. And yeah, that's the number one thing, is they want to position themselves very competitively in this job market as we're speaking, because a lot of them are just not finding any luck finding jobs, at least, you know, or even internships as well. So a lot of them are looking to freelance or even start, you know, their own agency one day. They're looking at, I've seen folks who want to be creative directors, but they're just really having a hard time getting their foot out there and really standing out against the competition.
And what do you tell them to do?
I would say the top things that I tell students to do, there are a couple, because at least that have worked for me. The first one is a portfolio of your best work, absolutely best work. And the second thing is to be able to own that you're a creative. A lot of the students I talk to are either graduating or just graduated, or they're like juniors. A lot of them still say, I am an aspiring designer, an aspiring creative. I am trying to do this, trying to do that. And I say, no, stop it. You are, okay? You are a designer, you are creative. Own your work and be proud of it. Don't be so shy about it. So I tell them that that's like my next thing, is like the mindset shift. And then the next thing after that, arguably the most important thing, is the networking piece. They gotta get out there and stop being shy and be that cringy person on LinkedIn sending out cold messages, asking for a coffee chat to learn more about people. Of course, I tell them don't do it in like a scummy way. Build, you know, really build relationships, and especially in your professional network. Go to events, go out and like, you know, mixers and things like that, and really meet people. Because I was honestly, my job at Adobe came across as a referral. So someone unassuming in my life as well. It was someone from my past internship. I was doing influencer marketing, and one of the influencers I worked with was a designer on then Adobe Spark. And his old boss was looking for a social media marketer, and he enjoyed working with me on one single campaign. That all it took. And so he referred me to this position. I applied, and then somehow, some way, I got through. And so the marketing or the networking piece is definitely like one of the most important that I encourage students to do early.
Well, I love that. That's part of the reason I love that you guys are visiting these cities, and you came to mm-hmm. visit us here in Omaha, is because these disappeared for a few years, obviously, mm-hmm. but these are the networking events you show yeah. up at. Hopefully some of the creative community will show up tonight mm-hmm. and run into people you haven't seen in a while, or you meet new people.
Yeah, and especially with smaller cities, like here, another one is Tucson that I remember. Kansas City as well was pretty close-knit. Like a lot of the creative communities are still out there. They just haven't gotten a really good reason to really come out and come together. And I think that is initially why we started the Create Now series, is post-pandemic, we just wanted people to get out there again and network and find community again, because we've been robbed of it for like, what, two and a half, three? Even until now?
I think it was like 4 years ago last month.
Really?
Yeah, March of 2020.
Oh my gosh.
It's been 4 years.
How? Time flies so fast. Oh my gosh. That's insane. Well, yeah.
I can't even remember events before then, but I remember mm-hmm. going to them. I remember they existed. And I've gone to some now. The last couple of years they've picked up again, but...
Yeah, it's definitely picking up again.
Yeah. Well, Katrina, thank you so much for being on the show. And looking forward to the event tonight. And then you guys bring in, it's not just mm-hmm. you speaking, right?
No, we always bring in a local designer or local creative to spotlight their work so they can get some exposure. But also, like, I think we also have them speak on how they utilize Adobe in their workflow as well, just to, you know, inspire the community, teach them a new perspective, and
How do you find the other speakers?
I personally don't find them. The events team does, but from my understanding, it's either a referral, like someone, like we'll know someone in the area and they'll give us like a list of designers who might be a good fit. Or if we don't know anyone in the city, we'll just reach out. Cold reach out.
Oh, I forget. So. You basically work for Big Brother. They know. They find you.
Yeah, we find you.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is unescapable.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know anything about what they're doing with XD, though, right?
With XD, no, I do not. But Evangelist Howard Pinsky will definitely be your person because he was the evangelist for Adobe XD for a while, so he will have all your questions answered there.
Well, I just need to find him then. Yeah. I assume he's not coming through today.
He's not coming through today. He is on sabbatical. He's taking a very long vacation, but you can find him
at Pinsky. That doesn't sound good to XD then. You said the evangelist for the long sabbatical. That doesn't sound good for
No, it's just, no, the sabbatical is just something we do.
Okay.
It's a vacation. He's
just
on vacation.
Coincidental timing.
He's on vacation. Yeah.
We'll go with that. All right. Well, thank you, Katrina. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dust Lab.